It's time to get in the loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. From the latest school and district news, updates on various district hot topics, and opportunities to meet all of those that help make LPS great, In the Loop with LPS is here to provide yet another opportunity for us to stay connected with you. So let's get started and send you to the longtime director of communications with Liberty Public Schools and your host of In the Loop with LPS, Dallas Ackerman.
Welcome back, everybody. It is another episode of In the Loop with LPS. It is the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. My name is Dallas Ackerman. I am the Director of Communications in Liberty Public Schools, and we are so pleased this week to be joined by our newest LPS Communications intern. She actually wears many hats. We'll talk about those hats here in the next half hour or so. Her name is Ava Powers. She is a senior at Liberty North High School. And Ava, we are so glad that you are participating in this internship. There's so many exciting things that you are planning and that we're going to unveil in the coming weeks. And of course, one of those would be, hey, let's have you in on the podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
Get to know you. And then I told you earlier in the week, hope to maybe have you partake in a few of our podcast, get a little podcast hosting experience.
Totally.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me on today.
And how is the 2024-2025 school year going for Ava?
It is definitely hit the ground running. I'm, you know, in all of my classes, officially started my internship, and all the extracurricular activities are definitely happening in the homecoming season. So it's definitely been super fun so far.
So, of course, with you being a senior, I'm always interested in what senior schedules look like, because for some, maybe they're able to graduate early.
Yeah.
Maybe they're able to finish more kind of midday, or it really is kind of how it all looks, or how many credits you still need to get. So what's your schedule look like?
I took a pretty easy route this year. I've taken pretty hard classes most of my high school career, so I kind of had the option to have a little bit of leeway this year. So I'm taking a lot of classes that are just fun. I'm taking my broadcasting classes and my theater classes, choir classes, speech and debate. And then my one quote unquote real class is college composition with Mr. Tapp, which is also fun. I've been writing my college essays so far, but it's really nice to be able to have that opportunity. You know, I could graduate early if I wanted to, but I really wanted to stick it through and have all the fun activities in the second semester of my senior year. But yeah, so far so good. And I just decided, why not have a fun year, you know?
So we will talk about all those activities. You're involved in so much, but I think I just need to cut to the chase and ask you, what interested you to be an intern in our communications office? This was actually something that even kind of went back to last year.
Yeah.
Made a connection.
Yeah, it did.
Pretty early in the year.
So Mrs. Higgins, our broadcasting teacher at Liberty North, reached out to me and was talking about how you were looking for an intern and kind of some of the things that you were looking for. And she thought that I would be a good fit. And the more that we talked about it, the more it just seemed like something that I could gain a lot of experience from. I think it's a lot, not only just with communications, and I come kind of from the broadcasting area, but just making those connections with the community and really working on those networking skills is something that I thought could really benefit me, not only for college, but just my future in general. And I've always been one who is very connective with people and with my peers and with adults in the community. So I thought it'd be something fun to try, and kind of gives me an opportunity to connect with all those people that have taught me and been role models throughout my time at LPS.
So thank you, Mrs. Higgins, Jennifer Higgins, for getting me in touch with Ava.
Oh, yeah.
It worked out great. So you also, even going back to last year, you helped us out with the Veterans Day breakfast.
Yeah.
You helped us out with the winter open house where we brought all the choirs into Liberty High and provided some great programming. We hope you can help with some of those activities again. What has always impressed me about you just in this short amount of time is you are not afraid to put yourself out there in front of people.
Thank you. Yeah.
And that is something that, that's a talent that I don't think many people have, especially as a young person, like you still in high school. I was telling you yesterday, I think when we were talking about, you know, I go back to think of myself in high school. I never would have had any interest being in front of people, whether it be speech and debate, MC type thing. When did you maybe have a moment where you thought, you know, this is something I enjoy doing? Because I assume you do enjoy
it. Yeah. Oh, for sure. I was always the loud kid growing up, you know, on my report cards. And when we'd have parent-teacher conferences, my teachers would always say, you know, she's a really good student, but she's got quite a mouth on her.
Surely Mrs. Ackerman never said that about
her. Oh, definitely. Never. I was never a troublemaker in that class. But so that kind of prompted those teachers and those role models to give me the opportunity to use my voice for good. So instead of, you know, just being cooped up and being told, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet, they gave me opportunities to speak. When I was in middle school, my elementary teachers asked me to come back and talk to their students. And I think that really goes back to making connections. That's something that I feel like I've really tried to do as a student, is make connections with a teacher. And that's where I think you have those best relationships, is when they want to get to know you and you want to get to know them. And so when those teachers have kind of gotten to know me, they've given me opportunities to speak at events, and just like Mrs. Higgins giving me opportunities to speak at our Veterans Day and our open house. So it kind of just started that way. And then when I had opportunities in school to speak, with being a theater kid and doing speech and debate, it forces you to do it. So the more I did it, the more it kind of just became second nature. And I think it's really fun. I love talking to big audiences and connecting with people. And I think it's something that's just a good skill to have too.
Yeah. We're speaking with Ava Powers, Liberty North High School senior, as part of In the Loop this week, early on in our conversation here. You know, I'm asked, because I'll have the opportunity to do some speaking engagements and seeing for some larger audiences in the hundreds, if not thousands. And people will ask me, even my wife will say, does that just completely, like, the nerves leading up? And I honestly say, now granted, you get experience as the years go on, but I get kind of a rush just before the event.
Sure.
It's a great feeling. It's kind of hard to explain. Would you agree?
Yeah. And I think also, I mean, for me too, when I'm doing theater or choir, like, you're singing in front of that many people. So speaking is 10 times easier, because you don't want to sit. I don't want to sing in front of my mom when she asked me to sing my audition song, you know? But speaking is just so much more natural. And kind of coming from that background of theater and choir and just having to be on a stage, I really do get like that rush when I'm getting up there. That's something that I talk about a lot. It's like an endorphin release, you know? I kind of get that feeling and that adrenaline that people are listening to what I'm saying. Like, I have a platform right now and I'm using my platform to speak. And so, yeah, that rush is definitely there for sure.
So for our listeners out there, I want to make it clear, you do not want Dallas to sing publicly in front of a large audience. Speaking, I can handle. Singing, absolutely not.
Oh, I bet you could. I bet you could.
Ava, so glad you could join us. So let's go back to your time. Let's have you take us through, kind of go down memory lane, take us through your experience in Liberty Public Schools. We talked about that kind of on as part of your onboarding. I know you've had some great experiences.
Yeah.
And then I definitely want to then continue. After you take us through your journey through LPS, then we'll talk about kind of what you're up to now.
Yeah. So I started in LPS in first grade at Shoal Creek Elementary, and that's where I spent first through third grade. Then I did a little bit of a move and ended elementary school at Lewis and Clark, and that's where my two younger siblings go. Shout out to George and Esty if you're listening. So they spent their entire kindergarten through fifth grade there. And then after Lewis and Clark, I headed up to Heritage Middle School, and now I'm at Liberty North. Go Eagles.
Did you go from Shoal Creek to Lewis and Clark due to a boundary change, or was that the just a move?
That was just a move. I mean, I literally moved less than a mile from my house and had to switch schools. In the time, I wasn't super excited about it. You know, I was a young kid who was making all of her friends, but both schools are incredible, and that's just kind of something that me and my family had to choose and deal with.
The reason I ask is that was several years ago, obviously, but there was a boundary change.
Got it.
Some families went from Shoal Creek across 291, which was then I-35, to Lewis and Clark. And I think there was some nervousness from families. Of course, you get so used to your surroundings.
For sure, yeah.
And I think there was also, you know, a little concern, just the fact of, oh, you know, Shoal Creek at that time even was even a newer school compared to Lewis and Clark. But I just remember how that played out, and it played out so well because people loved Lewis and Clark. Mm-hmm. And of course, over the years, they've had such a great teaching staff over there, which just makes it even easier.
For sure. And I actually found it kind of nice that I moved, because now I have connections not only with kids from Liberty North, but Shoal Creek splits, I believe.
Yeah,
so some of them go to Liberty North and some of them go to Liberty. So I have those connections across town. And so it's always nice to see a friend that I went to school with in elementary school, first or second grade. And, you know, we can still connect about that, even though they're over at Liberty High School.
You strike me as an individual that you are not intimidated about meeting new people.
Mm-mm.
Would that be accurate to say?
Oh, for sure. I know it's so cliche to say, but I could talk to a wall, you know. I was always really outgoing, especially when I was little. And it's kind of reined in, you know, as you find your people and your community when you're in school. But no, I love talking to new people, and making friends has always been kind of an easy feat for me. And I think that definitely helps when you're young and kind of navigating who you are and who you want to become, you know.
I think I realized that last week when we were talking about what you might do, and we'll talk about this later, I'm sure, but kind of what you were thinking about doing with college.
Yes.
And you're talking about going away.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And that would obviously mean that you'd need to meet a whole lot of new people.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people all the time, because we deal with this, where if you're talking boundary changes or just different things where parents get so nervous about their kids not knowing friends, whether it be in a classroom. And the story I always go back to for me personally was in the middle of my eighth grade year. I went from a little town of 4,000 people. I felt like I knew everyone in my class and my school. Mid-year, my dad got a different job. We relocate. We moved to Kansas City. In January, actually, we moved in December. We moved to Blue Springs in January. I went from feeling like I knew everyone to knowing that I knew no one in our middle school, which, of course, is a tough time anyway, eighth grade. And I look back at that experience, though, as the biggest character build for me, because it just forced me to get out of my comfort zone and get in and meet new great people. And I still have a bunch of those people that I'd met just in a few years in Blue Springs, that were some in my wedding, a couple in my wedding, and guys that I still keep in touch with. So
And I think also, like, it's so much easier to make those friends when you're younger. And so, you know, going through high school and, you know, there's always those new kids that'll start walking around. It's always been really important to me and my friends, you know. You just got to open everybody and welcome them with open arms, you know. So
absolutely,
that's definitely a big thing for sure.
So now you're in high school, you're super busy, you're super involved, which is awesome. I want you to share kind of the things you're involved with. You've already hit on broadcasting and some of the others. Do you kind of rank them as to what your favorites are?
I don't know if it's necessarily favorites, but with what I've like become most involved in, because there are a few clubs that I'm just a member of, such as like Kindness Club and Interact Club. But when it comes to like theater and thespians, broadcasting and choir, like that's my thing. You know, I'm on our thespian council at Liberty North and in the two highest choirs that you can be in as well. And then broadcasting, I'm an executive producer. So it kind of, the chips kind of fall like just where I took something and I was best at it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a student section leader for the Navy. I'm in student council. I have a whole list with college applications. It's been all written down. So off the top of my head.
This is a good opportunity to ask somebody like you that is so incredibly busy. How do you allocate your time? I mean, time management has to be a challenge.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And especially, like, when I go home, like, all I want to do is get on my phone and scroll on Instagram Reels. Like, I'm not saying that I don't, but it definitely takes a lot of support. That's something that I really had to learn my freshman and sophomore year, especially being in the musicals. Because, I mean, you're practicing every day from 3:30 to 6 o'clock, and then you'll have chamber choir from 6 to 8. That's what I'm doing today. I mean, right after this, after we're done filming, I'm going straight back to school. I've got rehearsal, and chamber choir won't be home till about 8:30. So a lot of it is just the support of my family and my teachers and my friends. They know what you're doing. And that kind of goes back to the making connections. The electives that I've taken throughout high school have been all 4-year electives. So I have had the same teachers for 4 years, and they know when I'm getting tired. They know when I'm starting to hit my limit. And most of them are really, really good about being like, hey, take a breather, like take a step, take a moment. And then also, I've always just been the kind, I get my homework done when I'm in school. I get most of it done during that period. So I tend not to have too much homework, but it's definitely just come down to taking care of myself and making sure that I'm not getting too overwhelmed, even when I'm doing all of these things.
Something that I wanted to make a point to ask you would be, you know, with you being somebody that's now right on the doorstep of graduating from Liberty Public Schools, I mean, still have almost the, I don't want to wish away any time.
Yeah.
But just the advice you could give to probably maybe middle school age kids that are starting to move toward that final 4 years.
Yeah.
Advice and something that you've learned, because I've always heard, and I know my wife talks all the time about just be involved.
Yes.
Find something to be involved with, to have a passion for and occupy your time.
Yeah.
And because the more you can occupy your time, the less time you have to maybe make poor decisions.
Yeah, for sure.
But what would be some of your pieces of advice?
I mean, I think getting involved is so important. You can make school fun. I've always thought that school is fun. I've never been the kind that dreads waking up to go to school every day. And so I think it's really important that you seek out those opportunities and you find your place. Mm-hmm. You know, you can fit in a million different areas, but when you find that one group, or for me, it's the 600th hallway, those people are my people. You know, I connect with them, I become friends with them. And really, it's just about that kind of respect thing too. If you're with teachers who are, you know, head of a club, just ask them about it. You know, they're excited, they want to tell you about it. Figure out a spot where you can fit in and you can be your best self and thrive and make school fun.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of girl, like, I go into our head principal, Dr. Camp's office, and steal a Snicker bar from her desk. Like, when you make those connections.
Are there consequences for that?
They're right on the door in a little container.
Gotcha.
And she's got them right there. And every time I go in, we have a little conversation. And then I sneak some more Snickers bars. And then I head back to class. But so it definitely just opens up room. Like, if you're a good kid, if you're, you know, getting involved and you're kind of making a name for yourself when you're young, it makes it so much easier and so much more fun.
Yeah.
I think.
Again, Ava Powers, Liberty North High School senior and communications intern, our guest this week is part of In the Loop. You talked about and you shared just all that you do, and I'm sure it's so hard each day to kind of cram in into your schedule your various activities. Something that became apparent, I think, we did some surveying as part of our strategic plan last year, and we interviewed some students.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that emerged is students now seem to be really stressed, high levels of stress.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that? And how have you been able to kind of balance that?
Yeah, I think stress is huge. I mean, not only when it comes to how prepared you have to be starting your freshman year. I mean, that's all I was thinking about is college, 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 college. And I know a lot of parents are that way, and that's where kind of that pressure gets in. But I think a lot of it is honestly that self-pressure. Like, you want to do good. A lot of the kids that I'm friends with, like, we have such high expectations for ourselves. And that's where that stress comes in. And then you've got social media.
I was just about to lean to
exactly.
the phone and hold it up.
You got all of those kinds of distractions. And it was really hard for me my first few years figuring out that balance. Like I was kind of talking about earlier with the musical, with choir, with school, you know, trying to find my place that freshman year. It was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of that comes back to that kind of self-care thing. You know, you don't want to load yourself up on weekends. That's kind of your time where you can take that extra hour of sleep, you know, do a face mask, like do something to have that set time where you can unwind and just be yourself. Do something that you love doing that's outside of school. And I think a lot of it is really just kind of that like work hard, play hard balance. And I think that really goes into high school as much as people don't really say that it does. But with everyone being so involved, sports, extracurriculars, AP classes, college classes, it's really about living in the moment and just taking that breather, you know?
So what are some of Ava's favorite things to do whenever mm-hmm. not doing everything else?
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a big reader. That's something that I feel like a lot of people don't know about me because you'd think, when would you ever have time to read a book? But before bed or on the weekends, I really love some fictional books. I'm a big fantasy girl. All throughout elementary and middle school, I was reading all the Mark Twain nominees and that kind of stuff. So that's kind of where that sparked from. But I'm a big reader, love watching TV and movies. I'm a big superhero girl. I have a dog named Bo, and he's a golden retriever. And so I love hanging out with him. But I really prioritize my horizontal time. I like laying, you know? So if I get an opportunity after school to lay down for a minute or during the weekend, I take it.
Awesome. Awesome. Your dog, Bo, spelled B-O or B-E-A-U?
B-E-A-U, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, yep. I was thinking Bo Jackson.
Yes.
Of course, I don't know. You would remember Bo Jackson. I saw Bo Jackson play, of course. You're going back into like the 80s and,
Nancy.
You know, early 90s. But, well, so I do want to hit on a few big things that you have coming up in mm-hmm. within your busy schedule. Talk about this exciting news about the musical. That's Anastasia,
yes.
correct?
And yep.
you received some pretty good news about your role. You're
yes.
just not going to be some random fill-in, it doesn't sound.
No, I'm super excited. I landed the lead role in our school musical, which people do not understand. Like, Liberty Public Schools puts on some top-level musicals.
Phenomenal.
I mean, they are extremely high level, so very honored to be taken on that position. It's definitely a little scary, but I know it's going to be so much fun. I mean, with the music and the dancing and acting, it really just gives you a chance to be somebody that you're not, which is so much fun. I love doing my little singing and dancing.
So then that will be what, coming up in mid to late November before
yes.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah, so it's actually the week before Thanksgiving break.
Uh-huh.
So our show is November 21st through the 23rd, 7 p.m., and you can get tickets online.
I was going to say tickets will be selling fast,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then so what is your, tell me about your role mm-hmm. and like who this person is.
Yeah.
I know very little about it.
Yeah, so Anastasia, the musical, is kind of based off the movie that came out in the 90s, which was like, I don't know if it was a Disney or a Pixar film, but it's a historical fiction about the Romanov family. They were from Russia, and not to get deep, but they were killed by the Russian government. And there was always a rumor that one of the youngest daughters was still alive. And so the story of Anastasia follows the girl that they think is Anastasia. But in the musical version, her name is Anya, and she has amnesia, and she doesn't know who she is. She doesn't know her family. And the grandmother of Anastasia, who was the only family member that lived, is looking for her. So she sends out a big message and is like, "We will give you so much money if you can find my granddaughter." So it becomes these two characters, Dmitri and Vlad, and they're looking for someone to kind of coach up as Anastasia, teach her the facts so that they can get that reward money. But the girl that they chose starts to remember things that she shouldn't remember, and that's Anya. And she kind of starts taking in that position and is like, wait, this could really be me. And that's kind of where the story ends, is you kind of get to make that decision for yourself. Is she Anastasia? Was it all a dream? And so it's definitely a big fantasy, kind of just whimsical kind of deal.
You get an A+ for the summary.
Thank you. I'm right in the middle of character analysis, so it's on my brain.
So you're already starting to prepare.
Yes, yeah. We've been starting. This is about our third week of rehearsal.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Wow. So then that'll be coming up in November. Liberty High, what did I see? Do you know what they're
doing? They're doing Anything Goes.
Anything Goes. Yes. So, yeah, we'll encourage all of our listeners to try to get out to both of those productions.
Come see us.
As we move later in the fall. Have to ask you about this Miss Kansas City. Mm-hmm. You I think there was some articles over the summer in the local newspaper and kind of a big deal for you. So tell us about that program.
So it was actually really random how I got into it, but Liberty North High School alumni Georgia Barge was Miss Kansas City 2023.
Yes.
And her mother is one of my voice coaches. So she was like, hey, girl, you should do this. And the way that the Miss America program is set up is you have to win a local preliminary before you can go for the state title. So I went out for the Miss Kansas City pageant and won the title of Miss Kansas City Internationals Teen, which is just KCI like the airport. I had no idea what it meant. I didn't know if I was going to an international pageant, like, okay, I'm going to be Miss World. I didn't know, but it's just like the airport. And after that, it was a lot of kind of just figuring out the state pageant. So I created a community service initiative and I created an organization called Protect Our Protectors. And that stems from my dad. He was a firefighter for over 30 years in the Kansas City area. So Protect Our Protectors is a service organization dedicated to providing support to first responders in the KC metro area. And that was how I spent most of my time. I raised as much money as I could for the local 781 Good and Welfare Program in Independence. And they do a bunch of stuff like shop with a firefighter for the community. It goes towards those firefighters that are suffering with mental health issues and cancer from being in the line of duty. I did a teddy bear drive, and that was actually in the school and at the Mid-Continent Public Library. And all of those teddy bears that I collected are on the fire trucks for those kids that they visit on their calls. Yeah, so I also got to dress up in a lot of sparkly dresses, which was really fun. And I was kind of more of a tomboy growing up. So, you know, being able to kind of embrace that more feminine side was also really fun. And then I made it to the state pageant and I got second runner up as my first ever time competing, which was awesome. And it's a big scholarship organization. So I won some scholarships for all of the talent awards that I got and things like that. And it was definitely an interesting opportunity. I feel like nobody really expected me to do it. And there's kind of a preconceived notion about what pageants are like in your head. You know, you got Miss Congeniality with Sandra Bullock, and that's kind of what most of my friends knew about pageants. But it is so much deeper than that. It's pretty crazy. But
well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All of that. And it's to no surprise, at least from my perspective, that we've almost already covered about a half an hour
podcast
interview.
Wow.
You've done great work, and it's been great just to connect. But we do have a few minutes left. I just wanted to get your take now for, again, those that are listening. They're going to see an Ava Powers segment that's going to be premiering soon.
Yeah.
And it's going to be kind of a weekly weekend segment on all of our LPS platforms. We're calling it Ava's LPS Adventures.
Yeah.
Ava's LPS Adventures. So I know we visited about this. What are your thoughts? Kind of what should we expect for this? And again, this is kind of we're kind of building this plane as we get ready to fly it, or maybe as we're flying it. What could you tell our listeners of what to expect?
So it was really important to both of us. I think I can speak for the both of us when we say there's so many stories out there. You can go anywhere, you can talk to anyone, and you can learn something that you didn't know. So what we thought was really important is finding those stories within the LPS district that you might not hear every day. So my goal is to be going to all of the schools within the Liberty Public Schools District, if, you know, getting that time throughout this year, and visiting with the students, visiting with the teachers, and kind of just finding those stories, the little things. It doesn't have to be a big accomplishment that we hear all the time, but it's those feel-good things that, you know, the community wants to hear and the parents want to see. So I thought it would just be kind of cool to have that short little segment every week where I get to go and talk to students, talk to teachers, and find those stories that are little but still matter.
Yeah, we look forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun. And I know you're going to be getting to work on that here like
tomorrow. Yeah.
As we're doing this interview. So yeah, we certainly look forward to seeing you and what you end up doing with that segment. It'll be fun to watch from this office.
Yeah.
So okay, so I mentioned to you yesterday, as part of this, we do a kind of a final segment. We call it three random questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was coming up with three random questions for you, and then I thought, gosh, if you're going to end up maybe stepping in and helping do some of the podcast here this school year, may as well have you ask kind of three random questions back at me. So if it works for you, maybe we just alternate.
Let's do it.
I'll go first. Ava's first random question that I will send her way. Your most interesting teacher that you've had in your time in Liberty Public Schools, and why?
I think I'm going to say Miss Trisha Peters, who was my AP environmental teacher last year. She was actually new to the department, but she has so many stories. She was in the Army. She's got a daughter. Wow. Yeah, so many stories. And now she's here teaching us environmental science. I thought she was so cool. I was the only person in that class that talked. I actually have the sticker that she gave me on the first day of school because I was the only person who was answering her questions. But, you know, she really made it a point to make that connection. And I thought she was just a really cool person.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
And now you ask me one.
Okay. Dallas, if you were an animal, what would you be and why?
If I was an animal, I would be a squirrel. Mainly because in the third floor, and if you're around this floor even a little bit this school year during your internship, you will realize there are some large trees on each side. So
gorgeous.
We get the opportunity. I mean, there's a squirrel's nest right there, right outside my window. Squirrels are just very fascinating to me. They seem like they're always having fun chasing one another.
I want to be a squirrel.
You know, just they seem to have a lot of energy.
I like it.
I like the positive vibe that they
bring. I can see it. I can see it.
Okay.
All right.
So now we go question number two for Ava. Okay. Now, you mentioned you're a singer.
Yes.
And you're a talented singer.
Thank you.
You got a chance to sing the national anthem at many different venues already. From here in hometown Liberty at your football games. Mm-hmm. I think you did a baseball game last spring.
Yeah.
And then, of course, most recently, you sang the national anthem at the K.
Yes.
Kauffman Stadium.
Yeah.
If you could sing the national anthem for any audience, what would that audience be, or even like the venue?
Okay. So since singing for the Royals, I submitted that video to sing for the Chiefs. And the entire time I've just been thinking, like, Taylor Swift goes to the Chiefs games. I could be singing for Taylor Swift and she would be listening. Like, that would have to be top tier moment ever in my life. So Chiefs representatives, if you're listening to me, watch my video and get me on there right now.
That would be phenomenal.
That would be awesome.
Stay tuned for that.
Yes. Yes.
So you have something in their offer for them to consider.
Yeah.
So it's a possibility.
Yeah. It's up in the air.
And as it sounds now, I think Taylor's going to be going to most Chiefs games at least through like November maybe.
Yeah.
Is she going off to another tour?
Oh, yeah, she might be.
But regardless, could happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Best of luck.
Next, as a KC native, what is your Quick Trip order?
What is my Quick Trip order? Oh, gosh. I mean, that's a loaded question.
I know.
I always go the taquitos with like the chipotle sauce or whatever. I like the taquitos, but I mean, I'm not against going up and ordering the pretzel.
Oh, so good. Underrated.
Yeah. I go with the pretzel. I mean, the egg rolls.
I love those.
Our daughters actually sold. They had a fundraiser a couple years ago, And they sold these cards, and it was an incredible fundraiser where you had these, and you legitimately got like free things.
Oh yeah,
I think Quick Trip was probably overwhelmed very quickly because everyone was coming in, handing them these little free little coupons, and so that gave me the chance. That was 2 or 3 years ago, I think now, and that really gave me the chance to kind of sample a little bit of everything. Mm. So that's what kind of got me. So really, it was probably a win-win for Quick Trip and the dance studio because, you know, people like me all of a sudden got kind of hooked to QT stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those egg rolls are the one I'm bringing.
Egg rolls are, they're winners for sure. Okay, here's one. So we're doing a podcast interview. If you could interview anyone in the world for a podcast, who would that be?
I think I would say Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin. That is my favorite band.
Interesting. I was not expecting that.
I know. I feel like most people don't. I actually was just listening. My favorite song by them is Tangerine by Led Zeppelin. And he's just a very interesting, he's a cool cat. I just want to see what his experience is. Just, I bet they would be super cool. And I think he'd probably be a great storyteller.
Love it. Okay. And I guess you will close this segment out by asking me my third and final random question.
So I've noticed during our time that you're definitely a big Royals fan.
I'm a Royals fan.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your favorite character? Who is your favorite player and why?
Currently or...
ever, all time, ever.
All time, ever. I mean, I'd probably have to say George Brett.
Okay.
Just because he was the star, the stud when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember going and opening the baseball card packs and wanting George Brett as a kid. Now, quickly transitioning to current, Bobby Witt Jr. is like I think has a strong chance to become a bigger and better player than even George Brett. And what's been awesome, Ava, is, and I can show you the photo from, it was his rookie year. We have gone out to Arizona for their spring training several times with our family, and we love it. It's, you know, spring break, March, great time of year. I get to play some golf, too, while we're there usually. And before they start games, they will just do practices.
Yeah.
So you get to bounce. And the players are going from one field to the next. And I mean, it's the, if there's anyone listening out there that, you know, they like getting autographs or pictures, like that, you are in heaven, like during this time. Well, so Bobby Witt before, and this was, you know, before there, he was getting hype, but he hadn't obviously played a major league game yet. But I got a selfie with Bobby, and Bobby on one of the side fields. And I still have that. I keep thinking that. And our kids also got pictures with Bobby. And it's kind of one of those, like, if he makes it, if he continues to elevate, those could be some good pictures. Uh-huh. So I have to work Bobby
in. Oh, yeah. On the opposite end of that, I wore Bobby Witt Jr.'s jersey when I sang the national anthem. And I was walking down below the field, and this guy just smiled and waved at me. He was like, "Hey, so great to meet you." I was like, "Hey," and I walk out. I was like, "I wonder who that was." And then I saw him on the field, and it was Bobby Witt Jr.
Oh my!
I had no idea, and his name was on my bag. I know.
That's phenomenal. Yeah, it's exciting. You know, it's just an exciting time for Kansas City again. Yeah. And as we're doing this interview, what kind of mid September as we've moved to late September. If the Royals can find a way to get in this playoffs at the end of the month into October, the city's going to turn blue again.
Yeah, it's time.
And I know there's just so much going on. You've got the Chiefs now coming back, and I'm a big Chiefs fan as well. But I also always find myself rooting hard for the Kansas City team that hasn't done it in a while.
Got it.
So now the Chiefs have done their thing, and I think they're going to probably continue to have that success. But then it's been a decade since the Royals have become the story again. So I'm looking forward to that. I hope that just always makes these falls even more enjoyable.
Yeah. I'm ready for it. Let's do it.
Yeah. So, well, good job. Good questions. We're going to have fun this year.
I think so too.
Like I said, along with your adventures that you're going to be reporting on each week, mention the podcast. I'm sure our friends out there will see you at some of the events hosting. And yeah. And I think the future is obviously bright for you. And
thank you.
This year's going to fly by, but let's just try to enjoy every bit of
it. For sure. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We will hear again, I'm sure, soon from Ava Powers, Liberty North High School senior. We appreciate her taking time to join us this week as part of In the Loop. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Thanks for choosing to spend a few minutes with us and getting in the loop with LPS. Don't forget, you can also stay in the loop with us by following Liberty Public Schools on our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, and by downloading our LPS mobile app for that mobile-friendly experience. This has been a production of the Liberty Public Schools Communications Office. For more about this podcast and all you need to know about LPS, visit our website at www.lps53.org.